inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
It's time to prepare for the big community garden harvest fair that's coming up this weekend. And with us on the line for this week's edition of Garden Talk is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So some things we should be harvesting right now, right?
We should be, yes, definitely. Well, I mean, for me versus you, I'm harvesting lots and lots of tomatoes from my greenhouse. But I'm looking at my potatoes and other people's potatoes, and we were just down in Petersburg this past weekend looking at gardens down there, too. So potatoes were planted early. Some of those may be starting to turn yellow and die back. Others, if they're planted later, early meaning anywhere from mid-April on to, you know, some folks are still planting potatoes in June, and I was one of those too. So those are bright green. Some might still be flowering a bit, which is an indication that they're setting potatoes. But those early ones starting to die back, it's time that you could actually cut the tops off those and throw a tarp or a piece of plastic over them. Give them a week to 2 weeks in the ground to start the skins curing, and that is toughening up. And the other advantage to that is it will also keep more rain off those potato beds and plants so that they won't be rotting in the ground. So do a test dig. Check out some of the plants that you have and see what's happening there. And then we'll talk more about, you know, what to do once we dig and harvest those potatoes. But also, it'd be time to clean out your storage area, root cellar, wherever they're going to be going. Maybe it's a spare fridge in the garage, and getting ready for storing more of our produce for the fall and the winter.
And if you're not ready to harvest potatoes, I guess you just continue hilling and mounding the dirt around the plants, right?
Certainly can do that. And it can also be just stealing a few potatoes to have a meal now and then. You know, if you've got loose soil, you can work your way in underneath those hills and pull out a few potatoes. So you're not actually pulling out the whole plant, but just take a few potatoes from several different plants so you can have some meals, and those new potatoes are terrific. I'm thinking we might dig up a few tonight for our meal to go with all the other cucumbers and tomatoes, fresh green beans, and other goodies that we're harvesting.
Now, for this upcoming harvest fair this Saturday out of Montana Creek Road, what are some of the things that we could probably be entering for possible ribbons and other prizes here?
Almost anything that comes from the garden, whether that be flowers. And again, it's important to know that anybody in Juneau, you don't have to be a community garden member, so anybody in Juneau can enter their favorite flowers, jams and jellies, pickles. Make up some nice harvest baskets with a whole assortment of the best of the best produce from your yard. This can include bunches of herbs, garlic, all different kinds of vegetables. They've got categories for largest and strangest. So if you've got this very large zucchini or these very strange-looking stuff, and there have been some very strange-looking stuff out there, or if people want to get decorative and start putting together, grafting onto weird vegetables and making strange animals and vegetable sculptures can be entered. And then we'll also be doing plot judging at the garden. So this stuff opens up Saturday morning, 9:30 in the morning. Folks can come out and visit. There will be a market selling some fresh produce at the garden. So that's definitely worthwhile. But the deadline for entry before judging is 10:30 Saturday morning. Food will be available. Usually lots of good food out there, some games for the kids, and other stuff. So really hope to see lots of nice, big, prize-winning produce.
Okay. Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
Ed Byarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature during the spring, summer, and early fall here on KTOO Juneau.